maybe having machinery at your speed. And also being a productive and rewarding time to feed before being awake. Positive for your family time, so I don't have to use your family time. And what I want to say is that the first instance is why don't you and I think we should raise this appropriate question. I'm sure that's what Tracy and Minister of the US would be. I would like to go to your station, because a lot of people talk. For your sake more than mine. The minister must be here for the artist review, and I think also probably any of the court, and I think the minister will be out of the community. And he came to the minister. He explained to me that he's out of the country. And he only explained that the deputy minister is out of the country. And we looked into possibilities of an alternative place. I guess from my previous meeting, I gathered that the DG might not be able to see very much else. So I said, look, don't worry, Minister. On this occasion, because of his exceptional nature this year, we will overlook it. And you understand, it's an island and what I should think is just going to be. I think it's going to be. So we understand, and unfortunately on our side, given that the NGVP is processing in the street, given that we have the source and what have you, and given that this year we seek to consider the annual report more than just national treasury and probably everything in the normal committee, we think it's fine. And the minister expressed his regret that he wanted to check, but I must say that, as far as style, as far as I know this minister for many years, he has different roles that he served both in Parliament and in the Senate. And I think that my call finally had to speak to the work over opposition. It's just impossible for the minister or the deputy. Yeah, and that's the DC and the DC. So we have a program here before us. So we have an apology in short from the minister and the deputy minister. The apology in short, I know my policy context does say that she's unavailable, and so is the lady. For personal reasons to explain to us, there's no need to tell it in the public domain. Mr. Shivambu is not here. I'm not sure why, anyway. Mr. Komo won't be here either. And then the union representative will also not be here. And I think the rest of us are here.
This is David Chokchuk. Chairperson David Ross has mentioned to me that he's playing. We'll be delaying early on this morning, so we'll be delayed.
Today is
probably last, but we'll join us.
Alright, that said, can we ask for the... One thing that's happened, as you recall, is that the Finch's office should, wherever possible, reconsidering an entity for the department, please to ask for a report on the citizen's structure concern. We also want the research unit to get a CEO to cooperate on preparing readings for us. I think members have been through the two readings we got yesterday, on Monday and on Friday. But we will ask Bridget and Paul, to the Sani, and for the Chancellor Dean, to take us through that as well. So all the way to, firstly, the agent's office and then to Bridget and to the Sani.
Who's the agent's office?
Go ahead. We made a submission received from them.
Why is it that they are serving with us?
Because
the
recourse is
as we have.
But
the public system is the same. I mean, the normal thing is the system.
once a year, because we don't have the silver leaf either, to properly evaluate animal hosts. So we want to hear from you. You're a full half an hour. We're giving Teddy and Vasani the three maintainer each. There was more time they can have. So we pass the same annual report, right? Minutes after 3 minutes, not the case. Some parliament knows, I mean, 13 minutes in the report. It's not going to happen. Right? So we get summaries. What we want is a brief overview from the department, and what we want is a discussion. So the main actions are the AG, the research unit, and the AG. The department of affairs and the report of the department. And they will reply, that's when the AG comes. So presumably what the department is going to do to you, you will hear what the AG, which you know already. You'll hear more specifically what the research unit says. And then when you reply, you will respond. Even in your initial input to say time. Rather than telling them what they in the annual report, focus more, you can summarize what's in the annual report in the 15-something phrase. But the main thing is already begin responding to the same answer that we see your input to the AMC. Okay. So take your full half an hour, tell them this is quite an
issue. Thank you, Chair. Honorable Mr. Honestly, the audit outcomes for 2013-14, we see the current 13 interpretations. The portfolio, which is listed in the briefing note on page 3. But the exclusion of the financial fiscal commission, which is not forming part of the ground designations, which is under the constitutional institution in 14, etc. On the left graph, you will see that all of the entities in the finance portfolio receive an unqualified opinion. But some members will also be very well aware. And at the audit panel, we also look into the areas of compliance with the legislation, as well as performance reports, quality performance reports. So the graph on the top right displays pictures in terms of compliance with the legislation. So you can see there's some areas that needs improvement, and I'll speak to that a little bit later. And then the middle graph, which is regarding the quality and the safety performance reports, and you see also that the minimum requires attention. Anytime you see comments from this line, go back to the briefing that we can run see if it has refers to folks and folks forms. The folks is advised to commit with the 5-year history or the opinions of the entity. If you just look year on year from the last year to this year, you will see that there is a slight inflation in the outcome of the state level to that and the hospital large and how it moves. Then on a second page, page 3, we provide you with an analysis of predetermined objectives, which is the bottom part of the page. When we talk about predetermined objectives, honorable members, we're really talking about the performance information of the entities and the status and issue of this report. So you can see on that analysis of page 5, this is there, this period, where we had a few issues on the quality of the performance information. And then on page 4, we provide you with an analysis of compliance with laws and regulations, which is an area that more or less stays the same year on year. It's been an area for improvement. I would say since 10-11 already. And
you might, I know we need to end up doing that, and that's sort of the problem. How long are you practicing the media?
Always read the laws, Chair.
Well, we don't need a job to bring that.
Don't speak to the compliance notes as well. So I can maybe then take it to the next slide. This slide speaks to the issue of the tables. Now, one of our members, you may know that there's a concept that we're talking about combined assurance that entities can get from different bodies assuring the general public out there that this entity is taking its fiduciary responsibility serious, they have good controls in place, they are complying with the information, and overall good governance of the entity. So you can see that there is a bit of a problematic area for us when we have 9 entities, because feel that they provide some assurance, so there's some room for and I'll get that as well. The second bill speaks to the internal audit and the audit that area is quite strong, and I think if the department and the entities can maintain that environment, they can only benefit from it. And then the third level is the service provided by this committee and by us as the audit engineer. We'll see that we comfortably must do a self-assessment of the assumed level that we provide as an agency, but nevertheless, for this standing committee, from our past experience, we are comfortable that you are executing your mandate properly. If we can go to the next slide. This slide speaks to the key controls that we as the Auditor General and if committee members want to put this into context, what we'll see there are three main streams at the top there in common format when we characterize the key controls. You can also see those in those areas. We can characterize them under financial statements, performance reports, and compliance with legislation. So the red and the yellows really don't want to have any numbers in those columns. As you'll see, the highest numbers really emanate from the leadership category on their financial statements, as well as the performance reports and compliance areas. So that's a big area, and I'll come back to the leadership that we need to see. Then under the human resource control, there's limited findings, there's a mental health finding that require attention. And then also under the ICT governance, you'll see there's a number of findings in that area that need to address where it is. Also, a better understanding of this graph, either the first two, the topic on information protect, is what we're to evolve in 1638 really sets up the responsibilities and duties of the account officer. And this specification on the side relates to the requirements of the extension of the PFA. Then I'll move to the next slide. These are the risk areas, the focus areas that we as auditors general look at while executing our work and in their reports. I must qualify the graphs not as quickly as it should be, but let me first speak to the top line of the graphs. In terms of the quality of the submitted financial statements, you'll see that there were three entities. Where we found that material mistakes were contained in those financial statements, and management were allowed to correct those mistakes prior to the signing of the financial statements. Now, I think it's appropriate to speak a little bit about this because when you ask the reason about why it is happening, our assessment reveals that we really place at the seat of the leadership, where we feel that the leadership, where they play an oversight function, should pay closer attention to the financial statements preparation. So we would expect that the entity management will have, as part of their action plans to address this funding, have action in place where they can prevent this from happening again. This is a repeat finding. We've had entities last year and the year before as well, where the material off on the performance reports, I would have the same advice to the proposed question to the management teams. I think the root cause for us in respect of the performance reports may take a slightly different angle in that, yes, there were instances where management could have done a better job of their oversight and the review function of the performance reports. But we also found that in some entities they did not have the necessary skills of key officials that would be expert in the field of performance information and how to report on performance information. And I would also then suggest to this committee that this is also an area that you can probe with the management teams. On supply chain management, the draft is far right. This is also an area that we based from last year and we really feel that some attention is required by management. I want to add in that we also to the briefing note, which is to this draft, that is on page 5, where you see where we the three entities that either in the yellow part of that draft or in the red part of that draft. In my view, defining as a government pension administration agency is the more severe one of the findings that we've got in that draft. And it would be worthwhile of this committee to probe the management of G5 they would if you had the opportunity as to why these events occurred. In our view, it was due to an inadequate review and monitoring by the leadership. And we recommend that there should be closely scrutiny by the management to make sure that the entity complies with the supply chain management. The findings that the Office of Performance for Financial Service Providers was also significant enough for it to be elevated to the quality board. Although in both those instances it was singular events, in other words, relatively isolated, but nevertheless worthwhile noting that you don't want to have any findings of non-compliance with supply chain management. I think it's a topic that is very prevalent in the media these days, and the Auditor General in general reports quite a bit on unauthorized behavior and professional waste procedures. And on that note, I don't want to unnecessarily raise a red flag, but this sort of progress can lead really well in that sphere of financial management. We don't really feel that the supply chain management is a big area of concern, but these three entities may require closer scrutiny. On the same slide, this is my apology, don't say what they are all about. But on the top left, bottom corner, that graph speaks to the financial health of the entities. The middle graph speaks to human resource management. And the graph on the right speaks to the IT controls, information technology controls. As you would expect, there was no financial health issues in any of the entities in the financial portfolio. So all entities are doing a sterling job in that respect. In terms of human resource management, the areas that we've highlighted, you'll see yellow is somewhat concerning. It's not really requiring intervention. And if you go to the briefing notes and want a little bit more detail about those, you will find it. And you'll see what the findings are all about. Lankan, he was a state of the season, senior management positions, and he fired him. It had a number of findings that were of concern. We think that if the management teams can pay close attention to the human resource management and make sure they maybe shorten the recruitment processes, you would not have findings such as under the performance reports area where you said previously that there were a lack of skills in that discipline. Then in the IT controls area, we are still on page 7 of the leading note as well. We see that we see that the findings are predominantly in the areas of information technology governance, security management, and user access control. And when we take the root cause on the inadequate design and implementation of controls. So really this is again an area, it's a field of expertise, I think, but it's hugely important that our government manages the finances with the tools they have available in terms of the IT context to the education of their ability. Just in other ways, sometimes the scarcity of skills in the market. But nevertheless, this is an area that we should not underestimate. And as often as we really taking the lead on IT governance, is the DPSIA, they roll out the same work for IT governance and the rest of the departments to implement that framework. So this is the area that needs attention. The rates that we've got, that a small little section, again relates to the chief of. We do have a concern in respect of GFA that the financial systems should be, the control environment should be strengthened. They are exposing themselves to misuse of financial systems, the IT systems. Committee members, that is thing on that slide. I think we spend a lot of time on that one. This slide speaks to overall where we found the root causes for the findings. Stage number one, the pick up leadership, a slow response by management, and then secondly, key officials lacking appropriate competence. So we have spoken about those areas, and I think that's the areas that we can also throw for the management teams. First of all, whether they are in agreement with what the actually is saying, whether they come to the same assessment, and then what the action plan would be to address these new forces. We got an opportunity on the next slide to share with you the present commitment that we received from the minister. The minister, as you will see on the security slide that I spoke to earlier, also plays a key role in driving key mechanisms. So on the left we've got those two blue border commitments, which are the new commitments made by the minister. He is undertaking to track the implementation of the action plans of all the areas towards team work outcomes. Through a quarterly report that must be submitted to his office by the respective teams. And the second set is, this is a bit of a complicated one that we try to put in a small square there, but you may know that at present the government is also consolidating its finances into one set of financial statements for the parties at national level, and one set of consolidated financial statements for public entities. So, it is a hugely challenging task for the Office of the Accountant General and his team because the whole government consolidation environment is not as regulated yet as it could be in South Africa. So we do have our challenges as the respective teams when we audit the consolidated financial statements. And the minister undertook to keep an eye on the process. What is really required at this stage is an among other things, also leadership of financial statements which portrays the financial health of government as a whole. So this is also one of the situation areas where we are asking this committee to also keep an eye on developments in this space. And honourable members, the next few slides really speak to the model that we believe you will be following as an oversight body and oversight service provider. If you have any questions, you can come back to these issues that the leader from your side. But I think it nicely summarizes what we believe this committee's mandate is and what you should be. On the very last slide, and I've actually covered most of these already, with the addition of the second word, these are the information that you see from the committee. Number one, we spoke about the progress in which the question management teams about the progress they are making in terms of their action plans to release the water tower pumps. The third group is the one we just talking about in terms of their consolidation of the whole of government funding. And the second bullet we haven't spoken about at all. So, committee members may know that at present there's a big project underway which is referred to as the Integrated Financial Management System, which is a system which is endorsed by cabinet. And Red Cabinet requested the National Treasury and SHIPA to come up with a IT solution for the whole of government. Now, this project was redirected, if I can use that word in the recent past, where initially the project managers went a certain way in terms of what kind of solution they were looking for, and then that direction was recently changed. Also with the approval of cabinet. This is a very expensive project, but also hugely important in terms of financial management. And from our side as the AG, we are closely monitoring the deliverables in terms of this project. But I believe this committee will also play a hugely beneficial role if you can also make part of your agenda when you speak to the management teams, when you possibly interact with the Minister of Finance, being kept up to date on how this project is proceeding, because it is littered with challenges and it will be placed under close scrutiny by the general public out there in terms of how well government is spending funds on this project. Just as I come to, since we've done with the slides of the presentation, possibly to speak a little bit more about the briefing notes that you have in front of you. So I'm going to go back to that now. I want to pause on page 6. Because we haven't said a lot yet about the pre-determined objectives or, as we would know, the performance information of the department and the entities. We have listed for you, I think, about 8 entities here where we felt they need to improve the credibility of their performance information. The National Treasury is listed right at the top at the Federal Department, together with its 2 training entities, which is formerly known as the Program 7, the Top Development Facility and Technical Assistance. Now, the performance information of these 2 training entities were directly impacted by the findings that we made at the National Treasury. We believe that the root cause of the findings in particular at the National Treasury was the slow response by management, number one, but also we felt that there was a lack of competencies within the department. And that's an area that we will be closely monitoring together with the department in general, I can also share with this from a few days. The National Treasury requested that the action with the Court of the General through the Office of the Counsel General, where we as two entities can have a better understanding of what it is that the agency is expecting as the external service provider versus what the understanding is of transfer as to the requirements of the performance arrangement framework. So that's also an important development that is taking place at this moment, because there is uncertainty in this environment and there is sometimes disagreement between the agency and the transfer team as to the requirements of the performance arrangement framework. So that area is a pretty popular at this stage. I don't want to spend too much time on the rest of the entities, short of saying that explaining to the committee, when we look at the performance information of these entities, for as much as we don't express an opinion on it, we do conclude on whether the information is useful and whether the information is reliable. And if I can explain maybe in simple terms, when we look at the usefulness of the information, we would, for instance, look at the annual performance plan and the strategic plan of this, let's say we're talking about the national strategy. And we would compare that to what the department is reporting in terms of the performance information. And if you don't see a correlation between those documents, then you would not find the information to be useful. Similarly, if the targets and the end purpose of that determined is, for instance, not specific, or having our assessments not measurable or relevant to the department, then we would also have a difficulty with the usefulness of the information. And we would conclude in that fashion. On the other hand, when we look at the reliability aspect of performance information, we would then use the performance report of the department and we would test it against the supporting evidence in terms of its validity, accuracy, and completeness. And if that performance information has been reported, is then measured against those three criteria of validity, accuracy, and completeness, then we are happy that the information is reliable. So I just put this positive message, especially for the new committee members, which will learn and understand how what is it that we're doing.
You're probably wondering if the agent officer comes to each specific pitching we're having on the picture since we're hearing before us. But as I explained, that will be stretching their limited resources far too far. So we should arrive, give an overview, and today we're focusing maybe on national treasury this morning. So we're going to be on the response to your concern. One, two, three, five, and then our observations you raised in your slide there. Hold it into Bridget. Now, Bridget's going to take us through the key points. What you're going to focus on mainly is the issues you think committee members should be drawing to the attention of the DEP. Okay? So you've got the things that came to you sometime in Friday at 9 o'clock. Today is 11 October. Fine. Over to you, Bridget.
Thank you very much, Dr. I will focus on the analysis of the national treasury and our report from the research unit, which looks I think it was sent to all of the members as well as to the
treasury.
Yes, I'll take it.
Alright, so you can take 10, you can take 5, right?
It was also sent to the...
But we're allowing you to come in data as well, so you know.
Okay.
I think the document was also sent to the parliamentary liaison officer, so I think the department also has the document. The first issue that I would want to bring to the attention of members is that when looking at the performance information, in terms of the technical assessment of the reporting of the Treasury, we found that some of the reporting was the plan targets was the targets reported on the annual report were sometimes inefficient and inadequate, And we gave an example of a plant nugget recipe that will be published by a specific date. And when it reported that, then we gave the formal question how the original date from China has been left out for some of the measurable, some of the smart indicators that are required in order for the information in the annual report to be measured against the measurement consistent. If not, the information is not smart, so we can't really make an assessment of whether the achievement rate is 10% achieved or 75% achieved or 50% achieved. So it's very difficult then to tell. And that's why in terms of page 3, the table that looks at the overall performance of national strategy, the achievement rate is 63%, but we only focus on those targets that were fully achieved. If you look at the number of targets, you see that there's about 303 targets, only 101, and 191 were fully achieved, and that's 63% achievement rate, 17.8% are achieved. That is what we focus, but we don't know how far those programs are. And while they're significant portions, the 10.9% of the targets were not measurable and or not reported. And I think that is what the OSHA general would probably be speaking to in his report on page 150 of the annual report, where the OSHA general actually specifically notes a few programs, including some of the programs that we've identified as spending their budget and yet not meeting their target. The OSHA general in this report has said quite a lot about the reliability of information and the usefulness of information. And in addition to that, that's a matter of emphasis, but in the Treasury, as well as in some of the entities, for example, CHAT, the OSHA general didn't raise predetermined objectives in CHAT, but it did raise performance information as an additional matter, because the quality of reporting on performance is problematic. And the graph on page 4 indicates to some of the programs that the AG spoke about. I think the most important issue to highlight here is that actual expenditure versus the target achieved do not match. The AG specifically raised an additional matter regarding program 7. And the graph indicates that although 100% of the budget was spent in program 7, only 67% of the targets were achieved. And it is problematic when issues of value for money can be raised here if the budget is spent so well and yet targets are not achieved. So there is the issue of the usefulness to that digital information, but there's also an issue of we getting the command of why is the budget being spent as it should, and yet the targets are not being achieved. And also the targets that are not reported or those that cannot be measured. And at the end of the report, an issue is raised about the fact that Treasury did not report performance information in accordance to the document that they published on the guide for the preparation of annual reports. That document is published by National Treasury, and yet this annual report is not in compliance with that same document that is produced by Treasury. There are a few challenges that the National Treasury raised, and the challenges have been noted, but they are, I think there are a bit too many to mention in this meeting. The document has been circulated. But there are challenges that have been reported. There are quite a lot of significant achievements as well. lecture that was reported on in China. I think there's just one program, the Technical Support and Development Finance Program, where achievement was reported as no challenge, no business was given for why children didn't perform. There's something that the research unit would need to take attention of the committee. Therefore, the main issue is non-compliance with the reporting framework. The AG also indicated that the National Treasury financial statement support committed for reporting were not prepared in all material respects in accordance with the requirements of Section 40 of the PSNA. And therefore, there were material misstatements that were corrected. So even though 737 and other audit reports, there were things that had to be done in order for that opinion to be reached. The final issue that I think is important is the issue of internal control, that the issue of leadership within the institution was highlighted by those sessions on the issue of oversight responsibility and leadership management oversight in respect of annual financial statements and performance information. This was inadequate, and the fact that action plans address internal control inefficiencies. The issue raised there was the management failed to financially monitor adherence to the plan developed by the department to address internal and external audit findings. And therefore, all of these issues that are raised about performance and financial management, they all relate to the management and leadership of the organizations, the issues of management oversight that the auditor general is raising. There are a few investigations that are underway within Treasury, and these, I think, the committee should also be briefed on. The PSC investigation, based on an allegation of an irregular foreign service provider, alleged irregularities in supply chain engineering processes at the government pensions administrative agency, not within the treasury itself, but because the treasury oversees several agencies, these things should come to treasury and it should be reported to the committee. And also allegation of the feedback these are allegations that were referred to the Department of Specialized Audit Services for further investigation. These are all issues that, looking at the annual report, we saw that the National Treasury should provide the committee with more information related to the issues, as well as where it's possible, if the Treasury has already been working on, for example, ensuring that performance is improved. I think the AG has indicated that they are working on with Treasury in some aspects, what is being done to ensure that next year the different results will be achieved. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Bridget and from the AG, and please to the National Chief for coming down.
My
question
to them, I don't know, is it your
Well, it's my culture. Chair, to appreciate
thank everybody.
Okay, I think I've got actually points that to add on what Bridget and the AG has just said. I think first of all, my points are specifically on AFS and specifically AFS. There's a note by AG on unprotected supplementary schedules on between page 73 and page 83 of the annual report that will also find out from the management and jurisdiction committee what are the schedules and what has been the most outcome that they've been audited for the committee and why we're not audited, it's the AG also to explain that for the committee. There's also material errors that were noted, material errors and omissions. What are the material errors and the status of the details and what are the measures in place to avoid recurrences of material errors that's mentioned by IT. And yes, and the education is going forward for presentation of special reports by the AG. One general point, there is a consistent concern finding misinformation. I'm not going to touch much on that. There's consistent in finding in appropriate information for AG for past 5 years, for past couple of years. I just want the management to explain to the committee what are the measures in place to mitigate such problems from recurring. Would they support the need from the committee in that regard? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Gigi.
Thank you, Imam. I did see this a little earlier about the timing. In fact, it is that Kate Siemens over your annual report and then begins to respond to the question. And then we could have also some more questions. So, thank you, President.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
households on one hand, but also encouraging that folks can afford to stay on the other hand. The initial time point to the possible redundant success of the employment testing plan. The jury is still out, but the initial number suggests that there is some positive happening in relation to the average looks good in numbers. And of course, that will reflect the infrastructure skills development plan, which is working as well. Let's see the next slide. It says, just to remind us, which is my present, about where our country is in terms of its rating, which is mainly the foreign currency long-term debt rating. Just looking on above that horizontal line in the middle, which is signaling that below that, we have investment grade. So we're going to do whatever it takes to try and avoid that risk. The next special slide breaks down the achievement by government housekeepers. And then we get to issues that I think matter on slide 22. Everything matters, but I think on slide 22. It does become important to reflect on some of what he said. It talks about human resources that make it matter. There was reference to the fact that the vacancy rates have increased in the service. Now, the context was not put, which I feel sometimes it's not entirely helpful, but we see it explainable in very, very simple terms. We are creating the office of the chief patron office. So I think a new establishment of that office was approved with 62 posts, new posts, thereabouts. Now, of course, you don't increase the establishment today and find people today fill them in the posts. Surely on the date on which the establishment is approved, then the vacancy rate comes up. Right? It excites me that's a kind of first explanation to the increase in the vacancy. It's not ideal, but it's necessary because there is funding. So then we're going to work to ensure that speedily we fill those vacancies. That's the first point to make. Second point is that in the period under review, we advertise and field positions, hierarchy. Total of 172 offers were made, 167 were accepted, 60 declined. Now, what's very important to note about this is the next point, which I've made several times to the committee. Half of that delay in the filling of vacancies is the fact that often when your internal candidate applies, you fill one vacancy and another one. So on a net basis, your change in vacancies. And there is nothing wrong with that at all. That is why if you check in an institution like the CISR, most of us who are here have been there for 10 years. There are some who have been there for 40 years, by the way. Some of them, Johannes, yeah, it was have been there, lived through the system. So people say, but half of what gives them is the hope that my time will come to rise to the next level. And we cannot discourage, but what it does do, at the next point, 84 of the 167 were promotions. So then you have to advertise again. Let's have a plan. So it does take a little longer. We are working very hard. The target that the legacy will set is to try to keep cutting the time it takes to once the vacancy is created, advertise, go in an interview and issue the letter and so on. But time short. But that's the explanation for the high vacancy, which I think is reasonable. We can get in trouble with vulnerable members of every life to insist that we should try and cut this as close as possible to zero, but the explanation might be the same as possible. I think that they have the wrong way on financial generosity impact. Now, later on, we will decide that expensive deviation, which, tells us the underlying of personnel indicator. We do, of course, get ourselves into trouble with this, because most of the time we are optimistic at the time when we pass. That's like most departments in government. The same is because we also look at the financial of everything. So the spending on personnel, for instance, was 26 million. Often we think that the processes will work better, much better every time, but they don't buy completely in time. And of course, there are a few other areas of the operational budget. It was 60 million. How is it explained by the fact that we have delays in terms of ICT equipment that we were supposed to control, lay out some mathematics, because we're going to move to a new building now, because the refurbishment of that building has taken longer, and it means we don't move into it. And then, of course, there were also delays in renewing some licenses with Microsoft, but that fell into the policy. It's not the same. But let me then jump to the jobs fund, which I also think is an area of very important achievement. Why it hasn't worked as fast as we had hoped, but we are making very good progress with this program. We have now allocated 4.9, I believe, say 5 billion of the 9 billion kind of overall committed to allocation. And of course, there is matching from the private sector. That's the beauty of this program. Private sector has also brought in all the money, and they create very important business, employment, training, matching of people who want jobs with those who want people looking for jobs. And of course, I would encourage members to look at the subsequent slide, which has come to some of the achievements of this program. I think that after a long time of being very, very slow, the program is gathering speed, and it is beginning to do what we wanted to do. We were, again, optimistic about what we could achieve. In part, because we were seeing the problem that the country was facing of very high unemployment, and we're trying to solve it within a very, or contribute towards solving it rather, perhaps within a very short space of time. I think I should leave the showering of ourselves with praises and focus on the questions that we have. And hint that I shall invite the Accountant General to respond to the issue of the consolidation and the difficulties or challenges that we face there, and of course what we are doing about that. At the same time, when he responds to that, he may add to what I shall say on IMS. Let me try first to talk about what sounds very terrible to the ears, including mine, which is material misstatements that the agency has referred to. And I will check with mine if I'm correct. That relates exclusively to the non-stable forces. Am I correct or wrong? Quite on GT is a large thing. There were a few other issues.
That's very important.
Now, the non-stable forces is the tension that parliamentarians would know relates to members of the military wings of the political parties. I mean, it has been a very difficult area. It continues to be. So, because of the nature of what we deal with when we deal with that,
some of this I think relates to that. And then where the AG is perfectly correct, it is sort of not that strong in any other, is in the sense that the accounting treatment of some of these things, we sometimes don't get it like that tax and the disclosure and so on. And of course, part of it, I'm also relates to GPS tests. Now, why I say this is not, it's less to reduce things and say it doesn't matter because it's like that, but it is important to understand the context in which this kind of program arises. Ideally, we should have these things that don't require any correction and that would be in the kind of process that involve maybe a phone or some error. So, but that's the first part. And we will, I mean, we have been trying, because we have been there from time to time, this mistake, we try to tighten what we do in that regard to make sure that we give it perfect stuff at the time. I think that he had made the point that SPM was not supposed to. Right? So there's no point in wasting time talking about that. The ICT governance has been, as you can see, our own internal audit, which from time to time does a full scale audit of the ICT governance as part of their plan audit process for a year. In fact, I might even check with Hein at this point that the conclusions that you make here derive from the report of the internal audit last year. Yeah, so it comes from internal audit. And in the last meeting of the audit committee that we had, unlike in the past, and again, I can attest to this, if it's a lie, you can dismiss it with the content it deserves. There have been findings in the past, there was a difficulty in dealing with those findings. Let's say the findings, and I won't bore you about their nature, were in IMTs at one point. Then what tended to happen was that they would drop by the seats between one quarter and the next. But at the last quarter, the decrease in the number of findings that remained unresolved was huge, like this, which points to a system that is getting better. And I hope that it will be reflected if there is no slippage again in the next audit. But it has taken longer than it should, but the head of corporate services have had to put the staff who deal with IT on hand, sort of try and make them work doubly hard to fix it. In addition to internalizing a lot of that part of the work, but previously dependent on consultants, so you lose them in time and in the But I'm really optimistic that we will improve on this. And of course, as Peter just said, we will learn from the best GPSA, our neighbors, in relation to this. Let me now check on the IFNM stuff. I mean, it's a big project. You probably want a separate presentation on its own. I think that the best way to deal with this, and the time, if I were to suggest the Parliament, actually, depending on my view, I suppose, would be to wait first half of next year. Why I say that is because the stage at which we are, we can describe things in all manner of ways and make promises, but they will remain that. But I'm hopeful that by that time we shall run the procurement process that we're running now, right, for IFMS. And that procurement process will be beginning to show shape, like the direction of things. Otherwise, for now, it's just what we are planning to do, not quite what's starting to end. We approached cabinet last year in November, and we said, look, the direction that we have been taking, the result we've been getting, are totally unsatisfactory. There is cause to say have a new approach to that. What we are dealing with now, we met yesterday with ITA and GPS, so to take the process forward and say, what do we call, we have on performance, we stumbled a bit, had to recoup, we will be going home again. And hence I'm saying it would be good close to the end of the second half next year, I think things would be taking shape. But how in the after to come and details on it at any time, including, it simply would be fair, details on what was the cost of the project when it was originally conceived, how much has been spent so far, what is the estimated cost by the time it will complete it now, and so on and so forth. That's it for inflation and all that kind of stuff on those things. We can be as far as it can be. But I, at the same time, given the kind of money to deal with, the sensitivities of government and stuff, that's why I would prefer to come on this thing. Once that process has been completed, and now we are on a pause, and then describe not speaking in parables like I'm trying now. So that is item. But as I'm aware, I mean, another kind can pull something now out of their head. There haven't been any financial management thing that I know of on innovation. But it is right, it's a big project, it is supposed to solve, to provide governments with integrated financial management systems that would answer to many of the challenges that I encountered now in the comprehensive way. So it is an urgent project that should be, that requires the approach to the recommendation of the diligence that's doing. So the last thing that maybe goes to last, question or comment, the performance management information. This is one area that the comment I would make apply, I think, universally as they apply to the system more broadly. This is a new, relatively new area, right? Making sure that we've got smart, call it performance, predetermined objectives, that we can
be held accountable.
Now when I say new, I want to emphasize that it is new for all of us, including the world system. So it's going to be very important that we approach it with circumspection. We must adopt a developmental approach, would be my preference. If we hang out because of imperfection in the learning process to a key initiative and not approach things appropriately, and that keep challenging ourselves to that every time as we should. Why I say this, for instance, part of what we battle with ourselves when we try to put together this is how do we express quantitative things that are qualitative in nature sometimes. Right? A policy developing department, can be very quick to meet all the demands that we have to develop a very bad policy, and you only get to know that this policy is happening several years down the line. But the department has shown in terms of a simple basic policy. Did they say they will publish a policy on the 31st of March? Yes, we did. Did they publish it on that day? Yes, they did. But is that not very much of a policy? Perhaps yes, but I would say much more. And then what I've learned others say even matters more. How does the world change after policy has been passed? And how do you then audit that? How do you evaluate that? Yes, it is important to do the check against this month. It is, because it's very much seems to go by us. But we have to approach it in a way that allows that the process to be much, much more. And instead of fighting and disagreeing with the AG, what we have encouraged and requested from them was that, look, let's meet with TPMG, let's have a workshop. Now that we're at a round on this, in the way they've done, let's check, are we on course toward achieving the bigger objective that we want to achieve against the form? Or do we understand that some creative one way or another, and I'm not suggesting that we are, but I'm saying the risk is high that we could by not paying attention to the right things and not measuring ourselves correctly in South Africa. So it is going to be very important. I'm glad to be here at least that we should have that resource and so on. This becomes illustrated by the point that Rita was making, that, you know, 63% of the 50% objectives were achieved. Now, for instance, when you do that, what you may not be saying is something that 99% are, 95% is that who is that? Because it just means the short while the after, I always think. So, and actually, the efficiency of reducing everything to a number, giving something that doesn't lend itself to that kind of mechanism. So, there is a data, and I will caution that we should approach this. Because then you reach yet another dangerous conclusion, or shall I say, potentially dangerous conclusion, because it may not. Where you say, if you have only achieved 62% but you spent the full budget, does that mean that the balance was wasted? And I'm concerned that no, not quite, because for as long as you don't know the status of the other work that is not yet 100% done, but maybe very close to 100% to justify the expenditure. You know, so I'm spending too much time on this because I think that it's going to be a challenging area for not just the charity and the related institutions, but also for others, especially those that are in policy and government. I think that, let me just say now, last thing, on the investigation, they are still unknown, all sorts. I mean, the one I got, that's under the Health Research Commission, and all the research on vaccine that prepared in 2006. Yeah, it's just, now, underway, out of my hands. When it happened, in fact, the testing was prepared in not even later as anymore. But when the outcome comes, the recommendation will give it when it comes. It's out of our hands. What we can do, which is what we did, is to help the investigation by giving them any records that are in our possession later. The cheaper procurement one, I will be lying, by the way, if I said I remember it. But the last one, which is a new one, that refers to the report as well about safeguards and attainment and so on, is under investigation. And when the investigation is concluded, if there are, we will take appropriate actions, that's what I can promise. But it's not.
Modified cash solution. What we try to see, above everything else,
is fair presentation. Fair presentation means that the leader of the financial state must be able to understand the machines of what we put in color. So if there's no such time to comply with the set of rules that has been set up, I want to make sure that people can actually use the information. And because of that, it becomes a bit difficult. When you have a national department, it's not that easy to simply move to a rule of government. Let me explain the difference between fear and form. Tax accounting means if you buy something, it's expensive immediately. So if I buy a building, it goes to my books and it's written off. There's no asset in your books. Where accrual accounting, those things stay as an asset in your books. Accrual accounting, there's no, the expense is only incurred when you actually pay for it. In other words, if on year end, there's an obligation. If somebody says that you bought something but you haven't paid it yet, it's not an issue. It only becomes an issue once you pay for it. Now, of course, we are on modified cash, so we have most of these things we have been changing as we go along to bring them closer together. Like most countries, it's not unique to South Africa. Most countries in the world, they would be very close, they either are on accrual accounting already or they will be towards it. There's a reason why we can't simply go to accrual accounting. And that is because it doesn't just involve the accounting profession. There's a number of other role players that must be influenced. And the major one, for example, is that we do our budget on a cash basis. We say, Department of Health, you're going to get so much money, and this is what you're going to spend it on. We don't say, for the most part, we don't say that you're going to buy this asset, and you know, it's going to take so long and so long. We give you a certain set of money based on what you said your objectives are. In simple terms, obviously, there's a lot of variance as far as that is concerned. What we have on our effort, let me just say the reason why we have asked for 2 sets of accounts which the Minister approved last year. I see the Commissioner is here. It's not that we're trying to avoid cases where one set of books and we're handing another set. It's for 2 different sections of government. So the one is National and Provincial Departments, which is on one accounting framework, and the other one is for the entities. That's on a different accounting framework. So that when you compare it to, it doesn't become a difficult one. Now, just to give you an example, in the old days, when we said we no longer want people to account purely on cash, we want a modified cash, so we want you to bring in the assets. There are a lot of periods where you can bring in any of the old assets at R1, just to disclose. Most of those have been worked out because they no longer exist, we don't allow it anymore. But there are 1 or 2 of these assets still remaining. So let's say you have 2 entities. One is a government department, and one is an entity. One has 10 assets which in the past have been reported at R1, the other one has 10 assets which have been reported at R1,000. When you consolidate those 2 together without making adjustments, all of a sudden you will have 20 assets, but it will be reported at R10,010 rather than at R20,000. Those are the kind of things we say. And we say that doesn't make sense to the user of the financial statements. You don't get value to compare those. So let us compare apples to apples. Anyone at the general is aware, I mean, it's not, he has support what the general is helping us in finding solutions for this. So what we are doing is we are working with the accounting standards board. Of course, it's very difficult. The accounting standards board, their job is to set accounting standards that will be applicable to the whole of government. Now, we have 1 institution, because the only one that does consolidation is the National Treasury, who work for the whole country. Of course, the province has done it as well. But it's difficult for them to dedicate their time to come up with a solution for 1 entity as they're supposed to look at all the entities out there. But we are, however, working with them. I believe we are fairly close to a solution. We are spending a lot of money on trying to keep clean alpha. Again, that is to say because we will be paying the consolidation later on in the year. It's difficult in many cases to achieve an unqualified audit outcome. The reason for that is not because of a lack of fire or because anything that we do. It's an aggregate of all the departments in the country. So if you have departments of fence that might be qualified because of their assets, the Department of Public Works might be qualified because of their leases that they have, because it's such a big amount, when you consolidate that into, when you bring it together into the consolidation, it's likely to still be material, and that will lead to it. Totally beyond our control. So they get their controls in place, that's what we can do. But we are working towards it, and I believe that we are getting close to a presentation and to a solution on this that will satisfy everybody. We are moving towards a system where 2 different frameworks are closer together. We, every year we're bringing more and more legislation or guidelines that is closer to one another, but we are not yet close enough that we can report it
future. It covers all the students. Okay, over to you, and then to him.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks very much for the presentation. All the report very interesting, as usual. Firstly, I'm very pleased to hear that the relationship with the Ferry and with the Auditor General is warmer than it was before. I do remember a few years ago there was a bit of a difference of opinion on something, but it's very good that you're communicating on that basis. I want to ask a question on a process regarding audit process. Obviously, for all of the entities, the Auditor General, if you look at these, there's a really reduced management process on these. Now, obviously, as an oversight body, we then listen to the entity and then we have to make some conclusion regarding the use of the ECHA. Now, you obviously discuss this with management and they respond in some way. You do the management report, you put it to them, they have a discussion, and then you come to some kind of conclusion. I'd like to get some feedback on that process. In other words, do you have these conversations? And then the output that we get here, is this then a subsequent thing? So we had a discussion and now there is more that needs to be done. So I just want to get an understanding on that. And then I also want to ask something on the briefing notes on page number 7. There was this issue of, 3.3 human resource management. There has been some narrative on ad hoc payments made by SARS to partial or former employees. Now, during the audit, did you check for any ex-gratia payments to employees? And how did you know if any of these were or were not paid? Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's been a few comments and questions of time on my side. I moved from a premise that says the minister has committed government towards Operation Clean Audit by 2040. Right?
Yeah.
So, and having listened to what the AG is saying and the responses of the DG and the Auditor General, I think one of the things is also for us to also need to live up to the expectations that we have. And there we were committing all spheres of government towards making sure that there's clean governance and there's good governance and there's value for money in everything that we're doing. Now, one of the things that would be very interesting, and I take it from what the DG was responding to, especially with the misstatements and other related things. Obviously, from this current audit outcome, there is an action plan, which will also talk to how we deal with some of the things that they could change here. Pick up in an attempt for us to improve from where we are to in the next audit. And it will be interesting for the AG to also share whether there's still some resources, I mean, based on the previous action plan, towards this audit and then going forward. Because some of the things, without saying, probably the misstatements are more on none, whatever, and so on and so on, there should be an element of commitment towards us improving going forward. And without saying this is falls under this category or this falls under this, because compliance should be compliance regardless. And if you look at what the AG was also talking to, and this touched in the main on entities not for annual treasury, the credible annual financial statement, the issue of leadership and appropriate skills. And you look at the program, there's a good program under the Accountant General of Chartered Accountants Academy, something around that. And those that will be ready to go into the public at 9 or so. I think it's a very good program if really we we follow through and make sure that those people add value in the public sector. We know the challenge between the public sector and the private sector, but of course, those are your own people. There must be some level of service from them for the participants. I may not give you what requirements you have to, but those people for particular groups have to be with treasury. And once we have that progress, monitored accordingly, I think you have put 80% intention. I don't know what that means. So it means probably after sending that particular to these people, then are free to go elsewhere. But I think it's a very good program that once it adheres to, I mean, 26 chartered accountants or staff, if they are spread all over, government, the three states, it's something that can be achieved that can also assist us to deal with the issue of leadership, to deal with that issue of appropriate skills, and also to address the issue of credible and organization. I'm not sure, DG, and I want to take the ball back to you to say, I hear what you're saying about the targets, about all these things and so on and so on, whether you have met the targets or not met the targets. But what remains is that the APC is so crazy. The target you came up with, and everything that is there on the APC, you develop. And if today you are not able to meet them and you say, are they realistic? Are they not realistic? And whatever, it becomes something. Because in my small mind, which is where I am, it will say to me, the APC is my mission. I'm taking it from what you were saying to say. The main target that we have made, but whether we spend money or more money or less money or very for money or whatever, the fact remains a unit in treasury said, and at some point management adopted an annual performance plan. We target with the group. How you put them, how you cut them, how you make sure that at the end, whatever we say we have achieved or not achieved, and even the external body that audits us on the performance that we have set for ourselves, something that we have to do. And if we don't say it by it or not, what more about other judgments that treasury has to make sure that they too do what they want. So I'm just saying, I hear what you're saying, the technical aspects and other things. But let's see how all of us are able to live up to what we said we could do and make sure that the system is being set.
Anybody else? Yes? Thank you very much. By the way, I should welcome this new commission from the United here for the start. They've been hearing from us. I think that's important to say. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome from here and in this today. Welcome to the camp. Yes, you is. Thank you very much. On behalf of the family, I thank you for coming to the meeting.
We have to do something that we are able to do in the past.
getting a slow. What is happening in other entities that following the army of our men? And I think at some stage we have to discuss with the committee how we take a position of this world. Because eventually we are able now to then make a determination about performance without some of the occurrence in one another the expense. So I was a bit shocked when I hear on the issues of assurance. And I believe the council is we very forward as a committee.
We are very worried. You use the terminology of your
in a meeting that's meant to be a
whether we all understood what they were saying or not, I don't know. I kept thinking to retire African Relations Commission, Information Highway. Now, NDP shouldn't use it as a tenant, but it is striking that in your equipment, presumably because of the skewed nature of raising the pandemic, specific precise questions specifically, both by the AG report of support and by the CBO and the researcher. So you went like, but you would like some sense of, you know, how are things going? Obviously, the annual report covers a certain 3 months and 6 months later, but where are we in respect of ensuring national security in the first instance, but also its role in working with other departments in the second, in respect of getting towards, you know, in a coherent way toward the implementation of the NDP, key aspects of consensus. Secondly, of course, we witnessed when we looked at budget support about the need for Treasury also to look at what do we need about when we say, excuse me, a second more radical transition. That is something that the, excuse me, the AFU stood for election on. It's in the policy position of the majority party in one of these conference. Excuse me, the president no less in the inauguration. Made that key kind of speech. I think that's because, given the role of national treaty, and in fact, there's nothing to do with the South African national treaty. So what else are you supposed to do? Just because, so, you know, there is, let's say, a concern to see national treaty realistically and realign the agent towards some greater understanding and action, of course, about understanding what the second political phase means. I also think that we need to look a bit more at where things are right now. With obviously, the NDP case was set up next week. I'm not asking for anything that you bring to say next week to necessarily put here. But since we are sitting with you now, we won't be doing so for another 4 days. Is that some sort of overview of, and maybe because of the time of space, and we like to know input, and something on top of where the economy is, you're talking about 1.4% growth rate. But if some of these questions are more, let's say, indecoded, let's say, to answer, or inappropriate to answer, because you've got the MGEP, as you understand, we hear from the minister on the 22nd. One thing, a more general thing also, that yes, it's the way it panned out this morning. But I think if you look at the research in this report, which I read 1.5 times, it's only about 6 times more than one page of the research report, it does actually talk about the performance achievements and so on. But clearly, I think recently, I mean, the leader student and the CEO, and presumably the agent, they're more focused on how can you improve. But I don't think clearly, doesn't agree that it's doing well. But when you look at the AC says, all of this, this is a credit to you, because many of them are somewhat under the overseen by you as well. And all the unqualified reports, right? And by the measure of what happened in government generally, that's a brutal performance. I've chaired public enterprises, justice, I don't forget that, but I did chair justice, and local government many years in quite lately. It's the best report that I have ever come across, even subjectively. Yeah. So actually, it's been well overall. But I think the point being picked up both by Pinky and to some extent by Jon also, and Gabe here, is something I'm interested in, you know, which produced, and also in this, about this quality quantity. As I understand it, Tracy has a big hand in the notion of performance quality. If I recall correctly, we were in the municipal systems book and the FSMA, these issues came up. So one thing is relatively new, not altogether new, it's like 40 years down the road. I've not heard of this thing. And we are shipping it. You're I think I'm not saying that I was going to run a 3,000 academic. To me, you guys, how are you going to do this? What capacity have you got? You people who get figures in the comes to assess performance. No, no, no. The very easy year, if you just came in, one of us, okay? That's what I was saying. But now we can do these things. You know, let's be done. As I understand the MFNA, let's not talk about old facts, right? You see Egypt, okay, well, on the way to Egypt, all of which, by the way, is another form of the debate we had in 2000. So, quite frankly, nothing new. Now, if there are these problems about performance reporting, then surely these issues must be dealt with expertise. I can tell you this from my life, as an old head, so to speak, in terms of expertise, I don't know what I've been doing, but now, is this actually, it's really good for balance. We don't have the same people skills, but at least I can speak for myself, I'm going to speak for others here, so my thought is really quiet. I don't have the same people skills. 21 years old, I'm here in Parliament to assess your performance as well as the aging officers do it and then you can do it and to the MQ. So for me, this idea of performance reporting is very good for the average Parliament here. So I think we need to get a class. And I want to get it from the aging office then, I want to see it 2000-2001, was that you have an overnight, you'll have an information. You also need to acquire the skills you said to us. I don't know if you were there, but your team was there, your institution was there. So at least my woman had no thoughts about all of this. So, from the team that I think, yeah. So, you said, later down the road, you'll focus more and more on performance the process. And so I think this is very important. And I think the question you read, are intellectually sound, but practically not helpful. So there's a very challenge, not a philosophy class, it's a very interestingly coherent argument. You know, like quality and quantity. What if you have produced a report, like for example, you see that quality, and you deliver on the deadline? But the outcome we see is down below, that quality is a disaster. Very good in the philosophy master class, very good intellectually, but practically it doesn't help about 14 years down the road. It's not about students, it's about all of us collectively. It's about the procedures, it's about hours there, and they think that. So, let's deal with also this. Let's just keep your voice my own time. You are, you know, I always tell DG, you have nothing to do with this. I always say, hey, surgery is a world-class problem. I always think of the department I was talking to when I was commissioner. You know, one thing I know, surgery is a world-class problem. So, your voice by your own time. Because you do such good work, right? I mean, number one in the world of transparency and information. The other day, we got this thing from the Independent Regulatory Board for auditors. Number one again. Right? I still have not found it, and it's a problem that I can make. So I did finalize this, you know, about CEOs conducting them on the expert work to Delhi. I wrote this week from the person. I'm going to do that later to IRBA for that later. So, when we ask you, you know, like in a way we won't read this. I put very well by this, was it? If you have reservations about this, you open the door for other people to say, yeah, you see, even Jesse, you think they can't do this. So, interestingly, you have this performance reporting center, and you're the guy to report it. And you yourself are not teaching that, told by the ADA, but in the those tests. Now, obviously, we only speak to 300%. Now, I also want to ask, a few questions. And you're not going to answer all of them. On cost containment, we are things at the moment. Your expenditure period and your policy to improve things. Those three things. Then I hear that because this debate is in the public domain and we are being lobbied, as Parliament should be, unapologetically, that's what we get. On the implementation of the retirement reform, which is the you know, not being the public domain. Our workers being concerned that, you know, the government's going to nationalize their pensions and private funds, all of which I was not true at all. But I gather there's a discussion between you and the electoral parties and so on. Really, is that I'm saying you are hitting towards not implementing that. I don't know if it's accurate, but the Parliament needs to ask about are you on the issue on the 1st of March next year, or are you going to show you what's going on. You know, you replied to this issue of the IFNS president. I can speak for other members here. I'm not easy with you. Maybe you should give you the space and time to do the procurements and so on. Even in the public domain, there's something independent on you to tell the story. And even now and then, it's pretty true. Some of other business reports. So I've seen it about 3 or 4 times, I think, in the last year. I think you might know. I don't know.
whether they will still be able to speak for themselves. But my sense is, yes, investigate and see our report. And then, before we should make sure that on the IFRS, we expect that the DG will come back with his team, with other departments, senior police departments, and that. On the vacancy rate, I don't hear those points. I need you to have a base of the largest thing. And I think I need the minutes to say, you know, we should be mechanics. I'm doing this here a few months ago with the budget. So we covered it on the topic. I actually think the committee itself, not my view, on the mind of the committee, we need a collective agreement for what the minutes can say. Look, there are a lot of little and mystery things I'd like to ask. I'll just skip that quickly. Yeah, I don't understand a lot of what's said in the consolidation question. I don't understand what you said. So presumably the end does, and it's fine, and beyond that, and all that does. But at some stage, somebody will have to leave me the prisons and society. What do you say? I don't know. Right? On the action plan from Hudson, I think that's a very good question for the data. And this is the last part of the conversation. So you must apply that. And we want to know what? One action plan. What's going to be done? In fact, if you have a live action plan, you can be suggested to us early in the year. You can get it done now. And that time, given the constraints of all the time and other things, we are trying to see whether we can't have a quarterly report presented by yourself here to this committee. I want to just come in quickly. Let me just do it. Even if it's a 1 hour thing, we should do it. They come here for half an hour, tell us what they've done in the last quarter, for half an hour without friction. How about that? So we should make that agreement, like that, let's just do it. So the next quarter you come here, tell us what action plan is, what you've done about that. Right. So I agree with this, and I think we all do. In fact, we all do, right? There are a lot of other things that I will have time to come back on. So I don't expect you to reply to every specific question. You pick up on the theme, the main thing. Then you find a conversation, you can do it, and then we take things further. We don't have to sit mechanically for 1 minute. If we finish by 1 o'clock, so much better. Here's the starting here, we can start at 2. How about that? Then we can read the South African Reserve Bank Governor's report from the first page to the last page. We can memorize it. Right. And be ready for tomorrow. What do you think, John?
I
do.
Does anybody else want to say anything from here? Okay, over to you, DJ and MC.
Thank you, Sir President.
Excuse me,
Cameron. Why are you focusing only on the DJ? I mean, I'm a profound point. I don't even have to be off. I want to make a speech. Why do I have such a noise? I think you need some training to be able to work out what are the key points to be made by not speaking to a boss. You know, I used to be there not so long ago.
I will invite my colleague, Mr. Donaldson, to start on the DOS farm later on, Mr. Mamonia, to talk to the issue of retirement reform.
Let me say that you realize that there are several things that in just about the week that we will be able to talk very freely on them.
I'd like to say that on the issue of the same of the LGBT and the government platform, we see ourselves playing two roles on trusting. There is a very direct role which relates to the fact that we have got at our disposal very important macroeconomic policy instruments, fiscal policy, and to a certain degree, the policy framework side of managed policy, the operational side of policy, which is not violated, which is like a switch there, it is a violation of independence of ourselves. So, in that direct
that kind of responsibility, that should be part of our discussion, because the rest of the UK will become clearer and next year as to what we think the prospects of the economy are, and so on and so forth. I think the Honourable George questions related to, and maybe answered by both ourselves and the AC. We work well. Even then, we have always been working well. Sometimes, small differences get magnified at a certain point in time. But we work exceptionally well with AC. The other staff can be dealt with by staff later on, I suppose, not covered in the report. Let me make a general point. We as a group prefer to have many projects. That's what we already decide. And I hope most of the time the things that crop up in 1 year are different from the things that were there. That's where the plan that the Honourable Van Rijn is asking for becomes important, because it can affect either the plan or the audio support. You go back to the machine. But what the one thing that keeps coming up is the next 8 months down. It may relate one thing in 1 year or another in yet another year. But generally, things with the 1 year and then they just become payments. So it's not like we're sitting not striving to go back. So whatever I say is not to suggest that other people are unachievable this thing or the standards are too high, drop them so that we can also be part of the best. We want to be the best where the standards remain high. The starting point one was making one, so that we must try and make sure that we're moving the system in a direction that we all agree with the direction we're going in. We mustn't think that we're going in the same direction, meanwhile we are fully in different directions. It's a bit of a problem. And the best time to talk about, which is why I requested the AG to have this kind of workshop, because in a context where we're dealing with our audience, so this is sort of my kind of talk, when I try to say, look, let's look at this thing and see if we understand it the same way. I was not saying my way of understanding it better than theirs. So when I say it, when I'm OTT, you may think that I'm trying to explain away a problem I have in my own audience. So let's put that behind us. And then in the age of issues, as South Africans, in terms of how we move this thing forward. That's what I was on the table. The issue about training, I was very proud of the accounting training performance update from yesterday. We tried to keep them as much as possible, as long as possible, so that they can hold it back. Just in the effect that they get trained in the public sector, we hope makes them see that the public sector may be a place that they can allow them. Of course, over time, money matters. We will develop the action plan and then bring it here in so far as what is how to improve the areas where the both of the social function. I'll tell the moment and tell you and whoever else wants to make a point.
good progress, but the disbursement did not reach target. About 9% of the intended disbursements were in the first half year. So we are lagging behind in actual implementation, and we have had to put some workers here in strengthening our capacity to manage the contracting, because the contracting process, contracting with project implementers, is one reason why there have been delays. And we put some work into strengthening our capacity because of that. Our own administration projects is critical, and so we hire additional people for that. Sometimes the delays have to do with implementation, tend to be in the partners or the organizations we're working with, some of the really can pieces for that as well. So we do want to do better in getting the effect. The second question on the return on investment is, of course, is the key thing. Yeah, this is a big program, what we're getting out of it. And I should say immediately, there's no intention to achieve a financial return out of this, which is wrong. And so in many cases, the project leads to permanent expansion or program. We're not looking for a financial return to the fiscus from the investment. The return is in the form of job creation, and here we're doing well. The original target of 150,000 permanent jobs, cost training opportunities, and so on, has already met in 5 billion that's been committed to existing projects. So, on the basis of the commitments that have been made by project sponsors, we're going to keep the employment targets that were initially set. But the really important return on this investment is in learning. Learning how to do things better, the knowledge that comes from the innovation that we see in different projects. We really have learned some important things. This year we hosted for the second time a learning forum, at which, a 2-day forum at which project implementers were brought together to talk to each other and learn from each other, and it was a really exciting event, a lot of interesting ideas. And in order to ensure that the lessons are not lost, we've already appointed service providers to evaluate projects, report on them, and ensure that we're able to bring to Parliament the lessons from the Jobs Fund program.
Because it's very key to go about unemployment in what it is. You said 150,000 jobs is created.
Over 100,000 permanent jobs have been committed in the project that have been contracted. And there are about 180,000 training opportunities and so on associated with them. But this is either project that is still in implementation, so those are not necessarily ready for candidates.
And what was the target NTF for this?
The original target was new program, the original target, but
the original target was 150,000.
So you've already achieved those?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that people putting the report together should mention the key theme of Parliament, the committee, the whole committee. Job creation is fundamentally important, so the job's fine. I would also like to, I don't know whether it's just me, but should there be some media or something in the public domain more about the job's fine? You think that things here may be questioned about, like, usually opposition, of course. I don't know why we're not using it, but I'm dying in the majority of the
how often
more of a trust fund, you see. And what's going to happen, if you over-advertise, there's going to be millions of applications for the funds and even the list funds. I don't know how you find the right balance. But I don't think the jobs fund, because you know, you just say that we should probably come into the public domain. But maybe I won't, I don't know. That's just a feeling, just an issue that I have now.
Are you want to know if I live in the DGP?
I agree. We can't see the images all the time, but there certainly will be when the next round is advertised later this year, publicity given to that, and we should cause some more detailed reporting to the public and Parliament. The program reports politically to the provincial committee that's focused on employment. Whenever that committee meets, there's an report on the jobs fund, and it also reports, of course, to the Minister's Committee on Budget from time to time, which is excluded from that issue.
Is it
worth
it?
One thing.
It's also very important to hear Mr. Robert was day one security part is a commitment and the job will be created over three to 5 years, but if real commitment will be people will put money at some point. So it will be important to make the actual job already, the potential job and so on, so that it will be talked about the same. But there is no harm in the committee getting reports on this from time to time as the committee are invited. We can make the information available to you and how you use it to everyone is certainly welcome so far as I'm concerned. I see the interesting one is the employment tax. I look the numbers on the they unpersed. I think on about 55,000 plus kindly finished the kindly finished after this information from time to time. I can't see now maybe 55,000 after 2 months. Now at the end of August 210,000. Right? Now we can give or take clean the numbers and make assumptions, but it counts for something. So as we are saying on employment stuff, so trying various things is where the effort when you're confronting the unemployment of about 35%. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think there's only things that I'm missing, and I guess it's something I'm answering now. And I think we should, I know there's ideological and policy differences about it, but it's done with progress for now. And I think we should mention this quite surprisingly, surprisingly good from what I can tell.
All right, on the issue of job creation and so on, are there any other questions? Now, remember, you can come in at any time from Sunny and so on, and the members are not asking questions. Let me stop you from putting your hand up and saying, look, I'm going to follow up. I'm following you, Jamie, I'm in prison. Sorry. You want to say something good? Oh, jobs, and I'd like to know something else about the point?
Something else.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, Chair. It's just a follow-up that I think the committee should not follow the purpose of the committee report that I think that I should note on the issue of supply chain management. I think I want to refer the committee to page the treasurer and our report is a big document. It's very big, but page 201 and page 202 relate to they talk to irregular expenditure and food class and wasteful expenditure. And these amounts were condoned during the year, but the issue of supply chain management is also actually I don't remember. It also the issue of, especially the 9 million irregular expenditure, I think this is what the briefing note on page 5 refers to when it says various inefficiencies in the management of transversal contracts, because it relates to funds not following proper supply chain management procedures. But I must say that these issues were not like highlighted in the search report because the amounts are condoned, and the DG has also said that the findings had something to do with that. And there were cautionary warning letters. And also, the total wasteful expenditure was only 1,000. So it was quite a small amount and related to bank charges for looking to incorrect payouts of an investment in the RSA retail bond and a warning letter was issued. So while these things were captured for the committee report, because the amount of condones, they were not really highlighted, but I think that it's important for the final report and the final committee report comes, just to make sure for the committee to know that these were things that there were processes that happened during the financial year, and they were resolved, but they did come up. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I did put a question to the Auditor General, and I haven't got a response. I'm assuming it's going to come. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, do you have another question? Okay,
thank you for that. I remember I had a question regarding if I understood correctly, the 14 closures followed by the AG with the matching teams. When you present the matching report to the management teams, at that stage, all the immigration court findings that had to be reported or would have been discussed by the management team that responded to it, and the management report should be the mechanism that we use where we then consolidate those findings. And also in any case, what is the first response to management response? Oftentimes, in my experience, management will apply to fix if there's something to be fixed. But obviously, we change the legislative deadline and get a cut that we usually agree with management, by which time we can consider all the evidence to be something.
You want
to
follow up, yeah?
And another question, second question, we can't answer that.
So you see this,
my question was this. Okay, there's been some narrative on handoff claims made by SARS to party and former employees.
Oh, yeah.
During audit, did you check any expression claims made by former employees? And how would you know if any were or were not made? Thank you. Yes, I think SARS management can also respond to that. I can explain the process that we follow from the AG side. Obviously, we work on the sampling methodology, so that would be the first point we could pick up an extra answer from this made by the management. But we also have another avenue where we request specifically from the management teams whether a representation from management. Whether any extra claims were made during the course of the year. And to some extent, we do get reliance on the representations made by management.
Okay. Given that we have, are there any other questions that we've put simply because we're not responded to? Any member wants to further? Yes,
I just want to clarify further my question. Thanks for the answer. I understand that you, what you're saying is that you do a sampling and then you rely on management. During the course of the audit, did you find any aggression claims removed in the actual question?
Could you say that I may have to revert this question to the management team, as I have not been the engagement partner on the last audit.
No. I think we can hold that question and over for the second question today. Yes, thank you.
I think maybe just a matter of interest is so that in our next engagement with the DG, we'll just follow up on the commitments they've made to look at systems that they say something around, was it financial systems or something? Because some sort of good practice in the DG state, and see if we can learn from that and then be able to improve our systems, especially to
I was making comment, but there was an indication of the CSA IT governance framework is one of the best, and I was saying, the supply chain management things, they're not hidden for now that this is a this one, the one is a mistake to the now that there was a slight overpayment of the savings one related to the one example. The irregular expenditure of 9.8 million was the result of one of the staff members either misinterpreting or not interpreting properly the delegation. In other words, if the delegation say for a certain amount so and so signed, then beyond that it goes to the next level. And the person is fine without paying attention to that. But it's not that it will not tear or sort of frequent non-foreign or food. When I then look personally at the record of what has happened, really for money in terms of the work that we got, I was comforted from Roman, I was comforted that this is an entity that was hired appropriately, but then the appropriate level of approval was not obtained. So both factors have been okay, but we also we don't like the idea where we just say, look, you didn't mean bad here, fine. We want to have some paper that shows that we're taking much serious, which is why the letter was warning that was issued to members of staff.
That's
the
response.
Okay, on the other question.
Can I speak about a few others that's not going on? But I need to close my phone, but at some point, I'll just let you, the people fall down from me, the lunches that one we brought forward, and I'm hoping that, well, you saw it in the vehicle, since it's quite a meaningless show, over 50, it's a fair thing, it'd be sparse. Just to take 1 hour to eat that. Why can't we just eat within half an hour and then 2 hours start at 1:30? Also, we're going to forget John Frisch and if we can just 2:30. What the fuck is that? Okay. He's going to do nothing then Frisch and then he forgot to eat. Okay, see if John knows, put your hand up and give a sharp, angry response. Taxes of expenditure. Now, you know, National Vision keeps saying this, that you want to move government, or really the city needs to be also towards less consumption, more attractive investment in our city. Do you want to say anything about that, or do you want to leave it for the minister to get to speak about it? Then I don't know, the minimum competency for CFOs in municipalities, that's called born in union culture, right? What's happening there? I heard the minister, the current minister of Cochrane now, your previous minister, saying this the other day at an info conference, so many of you are unqualified, you shouldn't be there. We should call it all about degrees, but they are there. And I don't think we need to deliver them if I'm correct. I don't know enough about what involves, we get all the legislation involved, we really call them back to labor, and they're going to speak, but surely there's a huge chance to give them. Where you can let people go and move them timing or whatever, you see that also. Some of them are single, some of them are single. No, I know that. I wasn't that age. I was older. Some of them are not single. You know, and then the next RDC list of, let's say, certain political parties take elections in their region, and you have to come to power. Some of those people are mine. You know, that's really happened. That's the world that we live in. It's not even just a party. It's grinning at that in every newspaper every day. So, you know, kind of what I'm saying, well, we should risk it, see. Either they got there, see, I don't know either they got there. They have a fire come speed in the game, right? And some of this is a huge pool of people out there that you can have out. So some of them need to trade, some of them are saying,
maybe just from that, chief.
You want to say something? Yeah, go ahead, Steven.
No, just from the sphere of the
I think in terms of the MFMA, there is a requirement for municipalities to report to provincial and or national treasury on their, how they are dealing with their NCBAC funds. And I think treasury isn't able to pick up the capacity of municipalities just by this kind of recruiting. But over and above, I can't remember whether it's treasury or COFTA that has also come up with requirements for appointment of Section 57 managers and those funds. I think for now, the stipulated basic requirements for you to be appointed, whether it's a CFO or not. And that's why we have that concurrent thing with MSC to say, before even the person as used to, the council must then take a bill to MSC and see if the basic requirements have been. Whoever the team is, whether it's the National Treasury or COFTA, it's sort of coming to assist the big situation in this country. And I think the reason why I was talking about the CAE Academy, I think it's one of the things that municipalities have said. But unfortunately, if you look at the new regulations for salaries, I'm not sure if it's yourself or doctor, it has downgraded the salaries and everything. So it's not that restrictive for the CAE regulations. So it's some of those things, even if they're bringing that progression of CAE and training to the academy, it will be difficult for them to go to the or retake them. So go there and comply with what they needed them to do. But immediately they will lose the cost of what the current salaries, the right salaries take.
And you call out, I don't
hear
an option, our day with the local government is like, we are treated with you guys. One moment, this may have shown you that they never agreed that people to this line, but for all those who. But just even the studio of Mr. Cape, remember? She was approaching my minister. She said, hey, look, man, this thing is too onerous. We can't in the Western region. We have to be gentle, then we'll have to go higher. Now, I don't call point, okay? They respond, and quite a lot of time. And even there, she said, you can't do it. She said, I think you have a ministry of information. So I'm just saying that area is important. Then I think I want to raise local government action and citizen review. Because I've got a full document on this. Now, I think it's debated because of the issue here or whatever. When you come out with it, do you have a document? Do you see me in front of it? How do you feel about it?
Information that I have, that municipalities are so unaccountable, even if they're not even answering
the letters, there's no response in terms of documentation at any high level in municipality. That's just the data I'm going to come to you guys. But certainly, if I came with the officials with intervention in terms of section 2.2 of the constitution, would we have that intervention in another municipality? And that's where the whole thing comes from a municipality. That's not in particular with holding it. It's that's allocated according to the needs of that municipality. Some control in terms of that intervention, which is a very controversial component in terms of the constitution. And that was my recommendation that we should look at that. And I have indeed, in terms of reasons that that is not meeting the commitments, I will be making those submissions. I was hoping that perhaps the committee at some point in time can also discuss it with Treasury officials that we formalize it and come to some sort of mechanism how it can be assisted in terms of assisting when municipalities are totally in this block. I'm talking about all these municipalities of this claimant in terms of financial statements. Also, there was a proposal. Thank you very much. Also, with regards to the equitable share allocation, where you can perhaps from Treasury, you can have, and I think the funder was that emphasis on Spur from Treasury, could perhaps look into the situation, and that was the discussion for you. So you can have an equitable share allocation, perhaps directly also paying bulk suppliers like some of the water boards for the proportions allocated for the poorest of the poor in terms of their services that need to be paid. That it doesn't matter in the process of the municipality, because the information that I have, and this is shocking, that we have about 80% of payments to local municipality income is for expenses with regards to the municipality, and it only tends to become delivery, and that reflects in the order of the general state. That was abandoned. Just a small point for Treasury, a compliment in terms of good news, is that I believe from these officials that it is used eventually because of the bigger metrics, and that the metrics in South Africa stabilizing, the issue that I've said, I'm taking for example, and they purchased from the Manga Municipality in Free State. It's still it's unqualified support, it's not a very good report, but it's a rich improvement. I think placing also in these municipalities, and especially the municipalities that have served with disconnection and concern. I'm sorry that belongs to the speech, but I'd like us to look into this. Can't we have on Treasury also this intervention where you find this absolute dysfunctionality, for example, much of the municipality? Now, I saw the Auditor General statements that federal dismantling, that we could place some knowledgeable people in terms of what you've done in this dementia, also into this very dysfunctional.
Understood by someone who has got no foundation and
that is going to happen, that, and I understand that the among new people who are going to be the young one, that, you know, that's for a fact, but what will happen if that had been enforced from 5 years from now, 8 years ago, we would be very far. So, and of course, municipal managers are being put under pressure to begin to make sure that when people are not qualified and they are not training, then there should be a way to send them out of the
The
local government budget is essentially good. The program that they are always very happy to come to check. The data in it is a very, very good data because, for instance, the service delivery data comes from sources, the typical sources like data and so on. But it is a historical, some audited financial statement and so on. So it's good that, but putting these things together can be something a very good traffic, close to being accomplishable. I think that within the resident resource society can finalize it and make it available. What we could do in some of these things, but the story we have as federal officials is important, but may not be as important as the data that we need. Sometimes we should just be able to make the data available. Well, it's not quantitative. Historical data, budgets in going forward, put them there. Then your own researchers can do the analysis if you need it. But of course, it's sometimes good to have technically people just making the story so that you just read and then you can. But the non payment issue, I think that I appreciate the Honorable Ross's suggestion. They are informed by the quality people. But some of them could actually create more difficulty, I suspect. There is, you see, and this is really. Kind of transform that can get no problem, but anything matters. What happens in time when I don't pay my electricity? It gets cut off. And if the fact that I know that I lose the service, that's as long as that I pay for the service. And a lot of the time we interfere with that bit. You try too many things. Even municipalities don't pay, that's all. It is their own right to cut it off in my way. Right? Of course, the municipality will get into trouble with these customers who would have paid the municipality, but the municipality has not passed money on. But it is that trouble that the municipality perhaps has to pay so that it doesn't throw bills into the rubbish bin. Because by some check, what we have found is that in some of the municipalities that don't pay, are not out of cash. Some. Very different ones. Still under the workout plan, the ESCOM, on how to settle the amount of time, and they don't abide by this plan. Then we get asked to get involved. Sometimes there are legitimate ways in which we can be involved. But if you don't want it, as well as we may end up in court and we explain why we have dropped a portion of the equitable share and stuff like that. There is a contractual relationship between the fire officers and the municipality. And that relationship should provide in part for the fact that when you're not paying for the service, how are you expecting to get it? Because it costs money to generate. But then you might then probably for the more polished answer than that.
So,
to support those, but I think also it's about how to hold them more accountable.
was I think the argument is also the difference of how they actually managing their finances. So that's what we want also to look at. So the options of 2 and 6 is on the table. So we are looking at that.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.